Hello.
Hello, my name is Kaya, giving you a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
There's a charge on my credit card this morning of $59.95 from Best Living, Tom, and I don't remember ordering anything.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I start off by having that zip code, please?
Zip code 85021.
85021.
Yes.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And can I have a first and last name, please?
First name Harry, last name Oakes, OAKES.
Yes, sir, Mr. Oaks. And just for verification purposes, may I please have that shipping address?
1694 West Glendale Avenue, apartment 242, Phoenix, Arizona. 85021.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you so much. Yes, I do see here that you have our Icon Mini Pods, which are wireless as well as has great sound quality and battery life, as well as the Icon Smartwatch, tracks your steps and messages, answers your incoming calls. Those are the two products that you should have received. Do you have the two products?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yes, sir. And I can explain why you're being charged. So, on April 29th, a trial was initiated. Initially paid the $5.95 shipping and handling. You have 14 days to get the product, to try out the product, see if you liked it. If you didn't call in by that 15th day, then you were going to be billed for the products that you have received. But I can assure you it's not reoccurring. You already paid for the product, so you don't have to worry about receiving anything else or paying anything else.
I didn't realize there was a need to call back on it.
Yes, sir. All of that was listed in the terms and conditions before confirming the order. If you have a pop-up blocker on your computer, that could have prevented that from popping up, or you probably had to click on the terms and conditions in order for all of it to be displayed for you to read it out. So I do understand how that possibly could have been overlooked. It's okay, for sure. But like I said, it's not reoccurring. You don't have to worry about anything else.
But how do I get rid of it?
Okay. Are you just not satisfied with the product? Is it not working out for you?
I haven't even opened them.
Oh, okay. I can definitely assure you that you do have great products. If you do want to return, I have to put you on a very brief hold so I can just see our return policy. I know because it is COVID, sometimes things do get changed, but since they are in your possession, I would love for you to take advantage of those products. And like I said, it's not reoccurring and it's already paid for. So,
Well, I don't want to charge.
okay. Okay, yes, sir. Completely do understand. Okay, just one brief moment. So I'm just looking through. So I do understand that the $59.95 charge is a little pricey. What I can do is offer you 35% back on that charge, and you can keep the products and not have to worry about shipping it back to us.
Say that again, please.
So I can definitely offer you 35% back on those two products. Let me just see how much that would be. $59.95 and 35%. That'll give you back about $42 into your account. And like I said, you can keep them because we don't want to put you through the hassle of having to send it back. You will have to pay for shipping, and there is a $9.95 restocking fee, which will just come out of
Okay,
what you already paid.
let's do that.
Okay, yes, sir. You can definitely go ahead and apply that back on your account. Like I said, that will be $20.98 for both of the charges, so $40, about $42. Okay. $20.98. Okay, and that has been placed back on your card. And then for the second charge, it didn't go through already, but I'm going to put, make sure they take off $20.98. All right. Okay, yes, sir. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, thank you for the help.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.